Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks so much. That ad that you're running has gone viral, and it's a twofer in Pennsylvania with Harris. But certainly, Bob Casey is wedded to her. There's no getting around it. I guess the magic of it is fracking.
I'm so proud of the ad because it was my team put it together. They get all the credit, but it just went absolutely viral. And it's the kind of politics that that I want to represent, which is to say, I don't say a single thing in that ad. That ad has Bob Casey saying, you're going to love her. And then in her own words, it lays out an agenda to ban fracking, to reduce consumption of red meat, to go to a single-payer system, to decriminalize illegal immigration, to defund the police, in her own words. This is what the Democratic Party is running at the top of the ticket. She supported Harris by 90%. A rubber stamp vote for these liberal policies. And so it is right there for Pennsylvanians to see. That is the weakness of Bob Casey, the 98% with this most liberal nominee in the history of American politics. I think that's a objective measure. And so I love it because it creates a stark choice for Pennsylvanians. And that's what I'm trying to do in this election, make sure they understand the stakes and the choice they're making between leadership and change versus status quo and weakness under Bob Casey.
Absolutely. Now, Dave McCormick with it. Dave, you were there when we have a chance to catch up with you. So I want to go back to that. We've talked to Sean Parnell, and we've seen the Secret Service chief resign. But you were right there. You could have been shot. I don't know if your wife was there with you. The inability of the FBI refusal to answer questions that are basic to get to the bottom of this. So coming through that, you're actually someone at risk there. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, by any measure, it was a catastrophic failure. The fact that somebody could get with a high-powered rifle within 130 yards of the president and take 8 shots is just a catastrophic failure. So we have to accept that. There's no rationalizing. We have to get to the bottom of how that could have happened. And I promise you, Dom, if I was the senator right now from Pennsylvania and this had happened to the Democratic nominee, I would have been calling for an investigation. I would have been jumping on my desk. This is not a political point. We were an inch away from losing the former president, and we were an inch away from our country going over the cliff. And so I can't understand why this isn't like a 9/11 kind of thing, where you basically have bipartisan support for getting to the bottom of this thing, because it would have been catastrophic. And personally, you know, I feel like I lived through a moment in history where, as Sean probably told you, we were right in the front row and we saw the president get clipped. I think we both get shot. We both knew I think immediately it was rifle shots from our time in the military. But what was amazing was the Secret Service jumped on President Trump, and then, you know, you see them standing up and sort of a phalanx around him, and you see this fist pop out, and defiant, reassuring, strong leadership. And I think Sean and I would both agree that if we had 100 people get shot behind that podium, 99 would have stayed on the ground. And it's the rare person that would have the courage and the presence of mind to stand up and reassure the crowd as he did. So it was a remarkable moment in that respect, and a terrible, horrible moment in that behind us, Corey Comparator was killed 25 feet behind us. And so on the front of us, President Trump was shot behind us. Yeah. We had a horrible loss of a hero. So it was a sad day.
But Dave, what do you make of it, though? What's your, you know, you were actually there. You see the footage and all this. They haven't shut down conspiracies yet. I usually are battling that with some people because of how massive that would have to be. But it seems as if they didn't go all out. Now, maybe this is just the bureaucracy. They gave more Secret Service agents to Jill Biden. Now, she is the first lady and all that. But Trump has the bigger threat level. Don't these people know that the threat level is what should be determining this, not some kind of arcane definition?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the common sense has to prevail here. And whatever the reasoning was, I'd like to believe it wasn't political, but who knows what was behind this? Whatever the reasoning was, to have the Secret Service capacity be so limited that they couldn't actually cover a rooftop 130 yards away is the definition of madness. And you know, I'm not a conspiracy person either, but the idea that a 20-year-old kid could fly a drone, case the joint with a rangefinder, climb up on top of that roof and take 8 shots at the former president, all of that seems hard to imagine. That they could have navigated all those different, a single person could have navigated. So I think it's very important that we have a really rigorous review of what occurred here, and make sure it never happens again, because we were an inch away from, as I said, a national catastrophe.
We had on Dave McCormick with us, the former head of the Capitol Police, who's become a friend of the show. He was there on January 6th. And he agreed with me, Dave, as somebody who's not in that role or some of the roles you've been in. You can't have somebody saying, we have 60 days to submit a report. That's not a law. We need to have a change in that with the bureaucracy to say, he talked about a hot wash report, at least the basics within a day. But they seem to get away with saying 60 days all the time.
No, and it absolutely is the complete absence of accountability. I mean, I had the same experience as the chief. I mean, you conduct a mission in the 82nd Airborne Division, you had the after-action review that day.
Yeah.
And you came back, it was fresh in everybody's mind, what happened, all the key players around the table, and you got to the bottom of things. And that's what accountability is. And, you know, the problem with this prolonged kind of thing that we're talking about here is that it gives people time to sort of figure out how they want to manage in quotation marks, the report, the story, the accountability. No, this is very straightforward. It was an epic failure. She should have been fired immediately, and we got to get to the bottom of what happened so it never happens again.
Exactly. Well, great ad. I hope everybody picks up on it because it highlights Casey. But, Dave, how can you encapsulate, I have not ever gotten out there to where there's massive fracking. All I know is I had a Democrat on who was complaining, went nuts, a state senator, his name might come to me, because it was so prosperous. He said, you can't get a seat in a restaurant, you can't buy a car anymore, and there's too much venereal disease. This is the stuff he said. It must be still so prominent in many economies in the state.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're speaking of fracking now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. No, we're the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world. If we were a country, we'd be the fourth biggest country. And to put this in perspective, underneath our feet right now, we have enough natural gas to equal the annual output production of oil from Saudi Arabia, which is 10 million barrels a day. We have incredible reserves here, and they are clean, a clean source of energy. Should be exported around the world to replace coal-fired plants in India and China. They're great-paying jobs. And Bob Casey and Kamala Harris are absolutely the wrong kind of thing that we need, because they're going to ban fracking and make it much more difficult. This is the – if you're going to do one thing to change the outlook of Pennsylvania's economic future, it would be to unlock our natural gas industry. And it'll be great for the entire state. And we also need, in my opinion – an offshore export facility in the southeast part of the state, which would also be fantastic. Right. It's a great source of energy for big data. It is the key. And Bob Casey and Kamala Harris are on the absolutely the wrong side of this thing. And if they're allowed to do what they're saying, it's going to destroy Pennsylvania's economy. So it couldn't be more important. It's the single most important thing we could do for our economy. And it's great jobs for everybody. I remember when the fracking boom hit, in my hometown, people start showing up with new pickup trucks, and I said, something's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is good for, and it's good for farmers, of course, because many of them have drilling that takes place on their property, so they get royalties. It's great for the employees. These young kids, 19-20, make 65, 70 grand a year plus overtime, and they could do that for 30 more years. These are great-paying jobs. It's great for our economy. It's great for our security. It's great for our environment. It's a disaster if Harris, Casey, get their way.
Without a doubt. All things Dave McCormick. Where do we go, Dave?
DaveMcCormickPA.com. And appreciate your listeners engaging on the campaign. It's an important one. It's for the future of the country.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.